Well, I'm not going to be too long as time is running by. But I want us to pick up on this passage from James and that simple, simple word, faith without deeds is dead. Now, of course, for many of us brought up on Paul's letters and epistles, it's all about faith. We're justified through faith and faith alone, and that is absolutely true. But if faith doesn't then outwork, what is the point of that faith? That's how James is trying to remind us. There's no use just intellectually assenting unless it drops to the seat of our wills and our lives and our actions. That faith is actually of no use at all. And in that little passage, we heard, you know, you can believe what you believe. Even the demons believe in God. And I'd hope there are none of them here today. Now, we've been hearing from Justin and Jean about this amazing work, church and community mobilization process. It has within it some beautiful, beautiful truths. And I want to just try and, in a sense, take examples and ideas from it and apply it a little bit into our own lives. And there are three words that have come to me: imagination, inspiration, and finally, perspiration. Let's start with the imagination bit. Imagination, image. Our lives are effectively controlled by what we perceive. What we perceive and imagine limit who we are and what we can ever be. If our horizons are close, we're very limited. The people in Kagera, or in many parts of Africa, where Tearfund and others are working with the CCMP process, their lives, their horizons are very close, limited by poverty, but limited, more importantly, in their minds, because they cannot imagine any other way. They cannot think how to live in a different way. Their mindset is locked into a pattern of thinking that is effectively fairly destructive. We too suffer from that in our own culture. There may be different things. And when I last spoke, I brought up three key areas that we need to pay attention to, some of which are quite familiar and similar to Tanzania. First of all, the pressures of this world. The pressures of this world constrain us if we allow them to. They take command of us and limit our horizons, limit what we can imagine and think about ourselves. We're told by our advertising, we're told by finance companies, we're told by the politicians, we're told by everybody and anything who and how we should be. And that limits us. Secondly, we're limited by the pleasures of this world. What we want to do. And thirdly, we're limited by the persuasiveness of the prince of this world, Satan. Those lies that come through into our thinking, that lock us into a worldview that is very limited. It disempowers us. We feel no longer able to be in control of our lives. We don't know who we are. We become units of production in our workplace rather than who we actually are. There are so many ways that our imagination becomes limited. But listen to what's happening in the CCMP process. When the facilitators go in, they go in to listen first of all. And they go in to share the word of God with the people, whether they're Christian or not. And I've met Muslims who've been part of this process, and they give glory to God for what they've learnt through this whole process. What happens is that their minds are opened, their horizons begin to expand. It's one of the joys of taking people to places like Tanzania and Rwanda, is when we go there and help people to see beyond their own understanding, begin to understand what that culture may mean, how it thinks, how it perceives life, which can challenge how we perceive our lives. It expands our horizons, expands our thinking in new ways. And as we get new imagination, new thinking, new understanding, it helps us to find new solutions for the challenges to our own life. God has given every one of us the resources that we need for life, as we've heard. They're there for us. Whatever troubles we're facing, those resources are there. Our imaginations need expanding. And oh boy, do we need it in the Church of God in this country today. It's a time of unrivaled missional opportunity. It's staggering what we can do nowadays. But the church is still largely asleep. I'd love our imaginations to come alive. Our minds to have joy in what God is opening up. Because that, I believe, is where we are. Second word, inspiration. It's not just our minds and our understandings that we need. We need that inspire, that breath, that taking in of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, or more correctly translated, the holy wind or the holy breath of God. I've been challenged by some words from St. Augustine of Hippo. I'll read these words and I hope the message will come across. God blesses us with many good things to love and good things to do. Indeed, more good things to love and to do than we are able to do and love well. Isn't that an incredible description of life? There's so much that we can do. And some of us spend too much time chasing after everything. We are mightily tempted, indeed driven, to try to do them all, or at least many more of them than we can do and love well. We dissipate our lives into nothing, and like cold water onto a hot griddle, our love and action evaporate into thin air if we do not order our loving by God's will. Once our minds, our imaginations are expanded, we then need the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to know where he's calling us. And as we do that, providing we give time to him to speak, that we're listening to him, to one another, so that we hear that breath of the Spirit, that wind of the Spirit, he will direct us and set his people alight in new ways. Isn't it so beautiful, that project, that integrated mission? How spiritual and physical and social and relational all work together as one. 45% increase in church attendance. Would that be like that here? I wonder if there are lessons from CCMP for us about how we go about mission. Thirdly, perspiration. We can have the greatest imaginations in the world. We can live in the charismatic high of enjoying the movement of our God's Holy Spirit, but unless we knuckle down and do the deeds of God, it's mere candy floss. Faith without deeds is dead. If you're moved by the words, take time. Think, pray, hear the call of God. And when you know it, do it. Without the doing, it's pointless. So I'll leave you with those words. Imagination. Let your horizons be expanded to see the wealth of blessing, of resources, of love, of life that God has for every one of us. And if you're feeling constrained, seek prayer. Look to the Bible. Listen to God. That your horizons may be expanded to see just what is available for you. Inspiration. You can do nothing on your own of any value. But when the Holy Spirit puts his godly finger on you and says, this is it. This is ordination. This is town pastors. This is whatever. God will then lead you. And you know deep in your being, this is where God is taking you. And then comes the perspiration, the hard work. But oh boy, it's worth it. Because through that, the fruit will be found. So let's turn finally to God as we come towards the end of this service and just seek him. Lord God, we thank you for these fresh thoughts and insights we've heard from our partners, our friends in Kagera, in Tanzania. We thank you for the way you've inspired this amazing work. The way that you're calling people into your kingdom, you're changing lives, you're breaking the grip of poverty. Help us, Lord, for our spiritual poverty to be broken in this country. For our imaginations to be set on fire, our minds, our horizons to be expanded. Help us to be inspired by your Holy Spirit, the living presence of God. And help us to dedicate ourselves to really work with perspiration for the sake of your kingdom. In those things you've called us to do. Bless us, magnify your work among us, and set us free to do your work in Christ's name. Amen.